Ryan, a year ago, you were a Champ Car cast-off. You were looking for a ride in NASCAR. You were hoping Robbie Gordon was going to put something together for you. How much does this really mean for you?
It's huge. 1 year ago, I was walking around the NASCAR paddock. Now I'm sitting here in the Indy 500 press room talking about being Rookie of the Year. It's huge. I mean, that's how racing is. You know, you got it, but you got to be ready when the opportunity comes. And I was, and I've been working well with this team. They've been working well with me. It's a great bunch of guys, and I think there's going to be much better things to come this year. With that said, we are punching above our weight. You know, I'm not under any disillusions that we're going to be fighting Penske, AGR, and Ganassi every weekend. They're in a league of their own at the moment. Now, another thing is congratulations to Scott Dixon. It's nice to see the fastest car win the race.
Ryan, how much did it kind of help that you were able to have seven races in this with this team and in this car last year? And how much redemption do you feel after, you know, the way things kind of didn't turn out as planned on pole day, and then you had that second week where it seemed like the car was getting slower rather than faster?
I've learned a lot of lessons this month, you know. One thing's for sure, at the Indianapolis 500, qualifying doesn't make all that much a difference unless you're on the front row. So, I mean, we fought our way through it, past cars the whole day. It was pretty cool. It was cool to be a part of. I learned a lot about the track. I mean, I can't tell you how difficult it is when the car has a bunch of push on it, on old tires, in traffic. That's difficult. We'll definitely earn our money at that point.
But what about having the seven races last year? How it helped you compare to the top rookie?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, running with these guys, you know, they know what they're doing on these ovals, and they know how to keep the momentum up. It's tight competition out there, and that was great to get that in under my belt last year. That was the whole point of it, was for me to get in the car to be ready to go for 2008. We've run a lot better than our results in 2008 also, so it's nice to have a good result in there. Sixth place is a great result for Team Ethanol. It's the best Indy 500 for Ethanol.
Ryan, you moved up very well, some through passes, some through good pit work. What was the key to getting to moving up those 14 places?
Like you just said, you hit it on the head. Pass on the track, pass in the pit lane. You know, some of the cars that were slower than us, but were in front of us and were hard to get around, we got around in the pit lane, which was very nice. Each time I came in, one of those nuisance cars in front of us, we seemed to get around, and then I'd pick off two in a stint. So it was pretty cool. It was we did it all as planned. You know, I left a margin. What's up?
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, that's about it. That, you know.
Okay, real quickly, Marco, we're going to let Marco go because he came in here. Marco, congratulations on a great run, and thank you very much for coming in.
Good job, man.
We got it. Hold on.
Can't believe this month's over, man.
Other questions for Ryan Hunter Ray?
Were you a little bit surprised that, I mean, the Newman Haas rookies had been pretty decent all month, and they were like among the first rookies to kind of crash. Were mm-hmm. you a little bit surprised by that? Because Justin and, you know, Justin Wilson was expected to be a guy that, you know, could put on a pretty good showing here, and, of course, Graham Rahal being showing what he's done all year.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, in these IndyCar races, it's funny how it works. You know, I'll qualify, let's say, 14th or something at Homestead or 13th at Homestead. 10 laps later, guys that have been rock stars all weekend in practice are now behind me. You know, it happens that way. Qualifying in practice, you get a lot of hype from it, but it doesn't really give you a good feel where the car's going to be in the race. Another thing is I can't tell you how difficult it is out there when you have a little bit of a inaccuracy in the car, some push, some loose, something like that. The marbles, I mean, you're doing 230 miles an hour and you make a mistake by about a foot on an apex or on a turn-in, and you're in the marbles and you got a lift, and I mean, it was tight out there. 500 miles felt like we just did 1,000.
That's funny, because that's what I was going to ask you about the marbles, Ryan. I mean, just what did you learn about that today? I mean, obviously some other rookies had problems with that.
Well, my car was working low, so thankfully, and my spotters were on top of their game, telling me, hey, don't go high. Cars keep crashing high. Don't even get near the marbles. So I just kept the car on the bottom. I mean, I almost apexed onto the curbs a couple times. I was so low. You got to be careful for that. Schechter wadded up a pretty good race car here a couple years ago doing that. So I watched all my tape, you know, like a quarterback before a Super Bowl. I've watched years and years of Indianapolis 500s and prepared and watched other guys' mistakes, and I learned from that.
Ryan, Mike Hollander, Racing Information Systems. Have you talked to your marketing folks yet and about how this is going to help your program, and where do you go from here?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just happy to bring the car home and as top rookie and amongst the drivers we did, you know, P6. We're definitely, like I said, we're punching above our weight. And to give this result to Ethanol, they certainly deserve it. They deserve a win. And hopefully we can do that this year. I certainly believe we can, given some luck. You know what was nice about today is we didn't have any luck. You know, we didn't have bad luck. We didn't have good luck. We just had no luck. And that's what I need.
Ryan, a couple of times, I think when you got Hideki, you were an inch or two from that front straightaway wall on the inside. Take us through your mind. What goes through your mind when you're hoping he doesn't keep moving you over?
Man, that's hairy. I mean, he keeps moving. It looks like there's no room because you're sitting so low in the car. You can only see the tops of the tires pretty much. And the wall's here. He's here. Turn one's coming quick. And he keeps blocking. And that, I can't tell you how bad that pissed me off. I was methodical about it, and I set him up, and I found where his weaknesses were, and the amount of relief when I passed him, you know, it was huge. I wanted to throw a number one sign out the door when I did, but I couldn't do that.
I've got three questions queued up right now. I've got one here, and one here, and that's going to be it for Ryan.
Ryan, we've seen a lot of rookies over the last couple of years either have accidents or struggle mightily in their first race. What was the thing for you that separated you from those other rookies that didn't have as good of a run as you have?
That's a good question. I think it was just to keep my margins in the beginning, you know, just learn what the car is going to give you, drive within the car's limits, and, if you put a good driver in a good car, you know, you'll end up getting it. That's for sure. You'll end up working it out. This kid drove an amazing race today right here. Vitor, good job, buddy. Thanks.
Ryan, Ray Hall Letterman's been kind of overlooked the last couple of years. What does this finish kind of do to boost that team's momentum? And also, did Dave have anything to say after your finish?
No, he just said five spots away from being on my show. So, that's what went through my head. But he's been a great guy. He's cool. He's so laid back, you know. He's just shows up in like shorts and a t-shirt and says, go have a good time. And but you know, it's great for Ethanol, it's great for all the supporters. This team's had its fair share of bumps along the road, you know, with the, you know, and God bless them, Paul Dana, and then, you know, with Jeff and just the rocks in the road. And it's nice to have some momentum going here, and these guys certainly deserve it.
You talked about what was going on in front of you, but in your race strategy, but at what point did it start to kick in and say, I can make this happen if this happens? And, you know, when did you really start to feel comfortable and start letting things, you know, fall into place?
Yeah, when that line gets shorter and shorter in front of you after each pit stop and after each time you pick off cars and you're so busy in your own little world there as you're going through a stint, all of a sudden you're sitting there with 50 laps